813 Galesburg's Morning News. Carl Sandburg College. The fall session has gotten underway. All the faculty back. Lots of students back in. And a new president of the college who, well, he started his position back in July. First time we've gotten to have him on with us here on Galesburg's Morning News. We welcome in Dr. Seamus Riley. Dr. Riley, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. Very well. Thanks very much for having me on this morning.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Glad to finally get to meet you. So you've been on the job since July. We were talking a lot off the air about Galesburg, and you were talking kind of about some similarities to the community you grew up in Ireland.
Sure, I grew up in a small town, about 30,000, sort of similar in terms of lots of different industries, lots of different changes as the years went by. In a rural area, of course, most of Ireland is a rural area. So, yeah, no, it's quite similar. It's great to be here in Galesburg.
Well, I guess in the similar respect, I mean, us being fairly close to Peoria, the Quad Cities, you were pretty close to Dublin, though, also.
Yeah, 30 miles away, but it took about an hour to drive 30 miles in Ireland back then, so it was two-lane roads. It was a countryside.
Carl Sandburg College, the current president, seventh president of Carl Sandburg College. You've been working in education for quite some time, and you've seen different levels of it, including at the university level, but also at the community college level here. Here in Illinois, especially, kind of how did that journey kind of happen that you got into the education side of things?
Sure, it was one of those things. You know, when you're young and you say, one thing I'm never going to be in my life, I'm never going to be a teacher, and then I ended up being a teacher. So I ended up starting to teach in Spain in 1988. Excuse me, and I was teaching English as a second language, and then moved to the States and got teaching at the community college at Illinois Central College and at Bradley University. And just fell in love with it, went back to school, and then I just kept going. And but I had opportunities to teach at the four-year level, but really enjoy the community college because I really felt that was where I could make the most impact in terms of helping students. And so that kind of became my passion, and I've been there ever since.
Was it hard to give up the coaching side of things? Because I know you're very big on the soccer side of things. You've done a lot of coaching in soccer. You've had a lot of players that have gone on and even played professionally and for their country, but they've gone on to become coaches. Was it tough to give up that side of it?
Well, you know, the joke wasn't champagne that I retired three times. So I coached at the high school level and then went to the college level with Parkland. And then, but I actually stopped coaching club again this summer. I coached all through the summer. So it's hard for me to watch. So I've been to see some of the Sandburg games, and it's hard to be a spectator. But no, this job is just way too busy. I'm happy to cheer on all the Sandburg sports teams and especially the soccer team.
You have talked with all the local superintendents, and the majority of them have played athletics, and they've been coaches. Is that kind of something when, especially as a president of a college or a community college, does that kind of play into how you run things with employees, with the faculty and staff, that coaching is, it's a similar thing?
Well, there's two things I want to say about coaching. One is it keeps you in connection with young people. And I think as you get older, there's a tendency to sort of begin to look at young people and say, back in my day, I used to do it this way. Young people are fantastic, and I love every single age group, especially teenagers. I think the young people today are just as probably the most creative and the most interesting. But absolutely, you know, it's a team game. And the one thing about soccer is, unlike some sports, you know, you can't really be a dominant player. You can't have one player out of five, like on basketball, that can kind of take over the whole game. And everybody at every level can make some contribution. And that's the same is true in our classrooms. Our teachers, of course, are hugely important. Our faculty are hugely important. But so are our support staff, and so are our custodial staff, and so are the guys who keep the grounds clean. Because, I mean, all of those things contribute to an atmosphere where you're moving forward as part of a team. And I'm a big believer in that.
It's an interesting analogy. Dr. Seamus Riley joining us. He's the president of Carl Sandburg College, in that, you know, like you said, for instance, with basketball, a Michael Jordan or a LeBron James can just take over a game. In soccer, I don't care if it was Pele or Maradona or Beckham, whoever, they will do some spectacular things, but they just can't single-handedly take over a game. They still need help.
Exactly. Nobody really can do it on their own. And if I came here at the very beginning of when the Bulls had Jordan, and most people don't remember this, but Jordan won a lot of league scoring titles and never won a championship. And it wasn't until Phil Jackson said to him, do you want to win championships or do you want to win individual scoring titles? And that was a kind of a breakthrough moment. And I think Jordan sort of said that himself. It was one of the great lessons he learned in life. And honestly, you know, you can be great on your own, but you can be fantastic if you're working along with somebody else.
And that goes for education as well, obviously.
Yeah, no, it's really key. I mean, like I said, there's so many things that go into supporting our students now, whether it be technology or student services in terms of counseling or advising. So we all are sort of struggle as we go through to figure out where we're going to go. So everybody counts.
Dr. Seamus Riley, president of Carl Sandburg College, joining us here this morning. So teachers, faculty is back, students are back for the fall semester. Talk about, I guess, what were you, kind of your expectations coming into to the being the president of Carl Sandburg College?
Well, I was excited, first of all, to come in here. Sandburg has a fantastic reputation and fantastic faculty. And I was excited to sort of learn, and so I'm in the learning phase now, learning about our programs, learning about our faculty and the strengths that our faculty have, some things that are already in play, and looking forward down the line to sort of connecting with the needs of our district and the community and what are the programs that we can enhance, what are the relationships that we can build.
Yeah, you talk about those relationships with the community. A lot has been going on, of course, connections with BNSF, of course, with Pegasus Manufacturing, now with the CNC classes and that. Is there anything else on the horizon? I mean, obviously there's not that many local businesses to do that with, but I guess is the technology side, I guess, is a huge part of education now.
Yeah, absolutely. And the advanced manufacturing and the CNC piece, certainly we want to be there to support those employers. Healthcare is one of the most important pieces that we have in our communities and in our district as a whole. And, you know, we've excellent health, allied health programs and applied nursing and practical nursing and CNA. And we're experimenting and growing, sort of developing certificates. We have a blended CNA, which allows you to do it online and do the clinical part then in a classroom, phlebotomy certificate. So we're beginning to reach out to try to sort of serve those areas that we need. And we're looking to work collaboratively with our area employers.
Dr. Seamus Riley, president of Carl Sandburg College, joining us here this morning. Community college, that word, it's a lot of it's about serving your community. And one of the things, especially here at Carl Sandburg College, I don't know if that's the case with all community college, but especially here, just even the things we just talked about, partnering with businesses and with the schools in the district as well, that makes it, that's so much a part of what being a community college is.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. And Sandburg is sort of in the vanguard in terms of the relationship with its local secondary school districts and our high schools, and clearly incredibly strong dual credit. And that's very important because it gives students a head start. It makes it more likely that they will succeed when they get to the 2-year school or go straight into the 4-year school. And we're all about sort of ensuring that people have a better chance to complete and also to keep the cost down. We're offering a quality education, but we're offering it at much less cost, which means that our students are leaving with much less debt. And I think in this day and age, that's really important because we all know the stories of how difficult it is for students to navigate. And that's very important. It's also important that we're there for all our high school students and create opportunities for them to get some experience. And we're looking at sort of ways in which we can facilitate dual credit on the career side as well. So what are things that we can do to offer to our students so that they can come in and get a head start in a career?
One of the other great thing, I think community colleges were a forerunner in that, and now a lot of secondary schools with vocational programs, that college is not necessarily for everybody, or at least maybe a bachelor's degree or master's or beyond is not necessarily for everybody, but some education for just about any job is needed. But there are those programs that are a 2-year program or a certificate program that for years and years that's gone on at Carl Sandburg College.
Yeah, quite honestly. I mean, what there was a big research study done recently, and actually the really good predictor of whether or not you'll be successful in school is how much family income you have. So part of the way in which community colleges support that is by transforming people's lives. So if you can get in and get an advanced manufacturing certificate, or if you can become a CNC operator, or if you can become a nurse, you're going to significantly change the trajectory of your family, which means it much more likely that people will go in your family go to school. And that's ultimately what we want to do. we want to grow our community. We want everybody to be well-educated. My dad was a joiner and a carpenter, and he would take great offense at the idea that you didn't have to have critical thinking skills, because I think most people know that if you're working a $2 million piece of machinery, you better be switched on and you better be thinking clearly, because any mistake is going to jeopardize that machine. So we're really a key part of that. And you're right. I mean, not everybody needs to get a degree, but a lot of people can make a really good living by helping people, by working and having a productive life and being satisfied and fulfilled.
Dr. Seamus Riley is president of Carl Sandburg College. He joins us here this morning. And on the other side of that, one of the things you already mentioned, for those that do want to go on and get the bachelor's or beyond, a great place to start, because for the most part, your freshman year at any four-year school, and even a good chunk of your sophomore year, you're not seeing classes in your major, and most young people don't know what they really know what they want to do or what they want to major in until they've been there for a while anyway. So you go to a place like Carl Sandburg College, you're taking gen eds, that's what you're going to be doing anyway, but yet you're not paying for the housing and every, you know, the tuition more than quadruple what you're going to pay at Carl Sandburg College. You get those out of the way in a different type of environment that's a whole lot easier on either yours or mom and dad's pocketbook.
Sure. Now, and it's not all about money. There's some fantastic four-year schools, and some students are just ready to go to the four-year school, and we got fantastic colleges like Monmouth and Knox in our community, and those are great places, and some people are ready, but many people are not. And many people are not because they're not quite sure what they want to do. They're still sort of exploring options. And so part of what happens in our gen ed classes, and which is one of the great strengths of the American education system, is that you continue to sort of learn in lots of different areas, math and science and fine arts, which in other countries you've done with once you've finished high school. You're not going back to do that. But it gives people a chance to sort of try something that they might never know. My favorite story about a former soccer player, I mean, he works as a bank manager now, but his favorite class was astronomy. He had never known that it existed, and the class changed his life. So it made him a better human being. It made him a happier person, even though he didn't necessarily go on to become an astronomer. But that's one of the real keys for students coming into community colleges, as well as sort of learning how to work within an academic structure, learning how to think for yourself, how to work for yourself, how to be organized. How to work off your own schedule as opposed to whatever is being dictated. And those are good life skills, and I think prepare students well.
You know, and the other thing, you've got great partnerships with four-year colleges, whether it's Knox or Western Illinois University and some others, I think, too, don't you?
Yeah, no, every single, because of the Illinois Articulation Initiative, any student in a community college in Illinois is able to transfer to any school, any state school, and most every private school. And obviously, we've got really, really good partnerships with our local colleges and relationships there. Including, you know, the Gale Promise and the Samson Promise programs, which are directing students to Sandburg and then onto 4-year schools after that, which is really good for the community.
Dr. Seamus Riley is president of Carl Sandburg College, joining us here this morning. Students back in for fall classes, all the faculty in as well. You know, and there's been a time that, and I don't know if it's still the case, there was kind of this stigma as if, I wouldn't say not that you're a failure, but it's like, oh, you're just going to Sandburg. Well, I think that's changed a lot. And one is due to cost factors and the way the college costs have risen. So I think that's different. So you're getting more there. Maybe there are young people that are ready for that 4-year school, but maybe just can't afford it. So there are, or they just like, you know what? Maybe I don't know what I want to do yet. I'm not going to get any major classes. Let me just go do this here first off, before I go get that, that 4-year school experience. That I think that stigma seems to be gone now, or hopefully.
I think there's sort of still a sort of on the parents' side a sense that, you know, they have aspirations for their kids. I'll tell you this. I mean, I've been working in community colleges for over 20 years now. The students at Sandburg are some of the smartest people I've met, and I've gotten to speak with lots of them. And my experience as a teacher was that almost every child is capable of doing it, but they have to be given a little bit of a boost. They have to be given some confidence. They have to be told that they can make it in an academic environment. And the truth is that most of our students who persist and graduate and complete and transfer to 4-year schools do as well or better than the native students who start off there. And I think that's a testament to the fact that they get that support and confidence that they need. Ultimately, it's about making sure that you belong in the right place. I was a first-generation student. For the first year and a half, I completely felt like an imposter. I didn't feel like, you know, I never felt like I belonged. And so it takes some time to adjust to that. If your kid, if your parents hadn't gone to college, nobody in your, I was the first in my family to go to college. So it was a big deal. And so for many of our community college students, that's an experience they share as well.
So you would have loved to have a problem like the program like the Gale Scholars Program.
Yeah, no, I mean, I had lots of things I wanted to do as a student in Ireland, but there was just no way. I was completely precluded from doing any of those things. And so, yeah, no, it's a fantastic opportunity for our students.
Dr. Seamus Riley, president of Carl Sandburg College, joining us here this morning. Well, let's talk about a little bit about the future of Carl Sandburg College. What's your vision for this current school year and the future for Carl Sandburg College?
Well, I'm very excited to work with the faculty and the staff that we have and have them help with the strategic planning process, which we're undertaking now. Our current plan expires at the end of this year, and it's a collaborative effort. I mean, I have lots of ideas, but they don't necessarily constitute a vision. But certainly in terms of the worth and value of the institution, I think we're firmly centered in our district and in working to make sure that we're supporting our district employers and that we're supporting the overall strength of the community education. One of the key pieces for me is to make sure that we are, as we see advances and opportunities coming with advanced manufacturing and expansion here in Galesburg, with our healthcare facilities throughout our district. And we're in the center of one of the largest, most productive agricultural places in the world. We're in the process of trying to revive some of the agricultural training and certificates. Part of that, for me, is going to be a conversation with the Farm Bureaus. I had a chance to meet with the Knox County Farm Bureau recently and find out what it is that we could do for them, because frankly, farming has changed too. It's become much more scientific. It's become much more technological. We need to make sure that if we do bring back something in on the certificate level, that it's going to be worthwhile for the student. They're going to be able to get employment. And so that's a collaborative process. And, you know, I think the other piece is to sort of like continue to build the reputation of Sandburg as a fantastic place to be, as a fantastic place for our students to get an education. And then finally, I think for me, I'm heavily vested in Galesburg because I'm now living here, but I'm heavily vested in our whole district and will travel throughout regularly. There's significant need in our district and there's significant opportunity. We have a lot of people in our district who have no education whatsoever. And I think Sandburg needs to be at the core of making sure those pathways exist for those people. Because frankly, the more educated and the more training those people get, the more opportunity our community is going to have to grow and our district has to get stronger. And I know there's a stigma in the western part of Illinois about depopulation. But you've got fantastic population here. I think in some cases they might not be visible to everybody, but we can certainly build on that. And Sandburg needs to be at the center of helping with that conversation.
And who knows, they might find the next entrepreneur out there.
They're everywhere. Yeah. I mean, I've had an opportunity to meet lots of young people, here in the local, shops and stores around town. I can tell you some phenomenal customer service skills, some incredibly creative people. Yeah, maybe there's an opportunity for us to sort of help get them started, give them a leg up, because ultimately they will, help our whole community. One of the things that I think, you know, we've been around a while here and you look and see what it is that young people are focused on and interested in and where the world is moving. And frankly, it's moving into a niche markets and sustainable living and quality of food, because we're concerned that we might get food poisoning if we're eating out of a sort of a mass sort of chain food experience. We want to eat local. We want to know where our food came from. And you've got fantastic resources in our community along those sides. And we might end up getting some person who's sitting at Sandburg or sitting in a high school right now thinking, hey, you know, I'd like to set up this little business, and maybe there's an opportunity there for us to help.
Absolutely. True community college.
That's exactly what we're all about.
Dr. Seamus Riley, president of Carl Sandburg College, so nice to meet you. Glad we had you in this morning. Thanks for taking some time with us.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.